Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back. I'll try to get him on a phone line here in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I guess he's having more internet troubles and stuff like that. Pat Buchanan, a dress rehearsal for impeachment. Wow, that's kind of interesting. He talks about this Kavanaugh fiasco. Are they really working on impeachment of the Donald? Are they working on impeachment of Kavanaugh? They claim they'll impeach Donald if they get the chance. They also claim they'll impeach Kavanaugh if he gets nominated and the consent of the Senate to the Supreme Court. Time will tell what they really do. Pat Buchanan, in my opinion, does a tremendous job reporting on these issues. Are you with me, Kurt, yet?
Yeah, I'm here. Right. Sorry, welcome, I got out there. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Pat Buchanan says it's a dress rehearsal for an impeachment. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah, I did. And I think he's right, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What, Donald and Kavanaugh are both what?
Well, I just mean, it's just more of the same. You know, complete division, not even a semblance of, at least in my opinion, working together. And I think most of that's been a sham in the past anyway. But, some Republicans appear to be developing a spine, and I say some with the exception of like Flake
and Trump.
Well, at least if you're talking about the ones with the most spine, I'd put Trump at the top. And then, even Lindsey Graham seemed to appear.
Well, Lindsey Graham has more of a spine on this than the Donald.
Well, he talks big. But all I'm saying is when it comes right down to it, the guy's shown us to be spineless for so many years. It's hard
you're right
to
about that.
Believe he's a vertebrate now,
Anyway, very interesting stuff. And, my response to all this is, Pat Buchanan's right. Now, as far as I could tell, everybody literally lied on Thursday in court, Kurt. Looks like Dr. Ford lied. Turns out that she claimed she was a psychiatrist or psychologist, and it turns out she's not even a licensed psychologist. Turns out they manipulated her page on the internet under Stanford University, and she claimed she was a psychologist, and she's not, Kurt. She doesn't have a psychologist license from what we understand. She may have committed perjury. Well, same with Brett Kavanaugh. He said he wasn't really a drinker. Now folks are testifying he's lying. He was a drinker. So you got even that going on, Kurt, to the point where we're so derailed on this issue, right? I mean, it's amazing what kind of, battle we got going on here.
It's amazing to me, one of the main things that gets a pass out of this, they talk about him making a pass, but the main thing that gets a pass out of this whole thing is alcohol, Sam. And, there's nobody saying, well, wouldn't it have been nice if Judge Kavanaugh could have said, look, I'm a Catholic, I'm a God-fearing man, and I just don't think that drinking is, something you should do, and thus I never participated in it. But yet in America, we've come to allow this idea that says, hey, man, a few beers and everything's fine. Well, the fact is, at least the movies represent this all the time. The idea that, hey, it's pretty hard to know when to say when you begin to be lose your faculties. And almost every time I read some horrific story, if alcohol's not the root of it, drugs are,
Well, so Dr. Ford lied, and so did Kavanaugh, I guess. But here's the problem that I have with the Kavanaugh lie. What is he supposed to say, Kurt, with a society where we have no repentance and no forgiveness going on? We've just jettisoned the Christian principles that I believe not only make America great, but make individuals great. okay? Even if you're not perfect at the start, you can improve. You can change. You can grow. I don't believe the man, no matter what Kavanaugh did or did not do, I don't believe the man today is the man of his youth either. Okay, and so whether I like Kavanaugh or not, I believe he should be a whole lot more constitutional. But I don't, you know, we don't have these words repentance and forgiveness in our society. And so if he were to say, oh, you know what, I did drink and it was wrong, and be honest on the stand, then all bets are off. They'd be like, well, so you did drink. You did black out. If you blacked out, how do you know you didn't rape everybody? How do you know? And the problem is there's just no chance for anybody. And the fear that I have is this is going to get it to where nobody will run for office. Nobody will be on the Supreme Court. No, everybody will be like, you know what? I'm not doing that. Because a lot of people have made mistakes, Kurt, that they're not proud of. I'm personally one of them. Right? I'm not going to pretend I had a perfect snow-driven past or whatever, that I'm white as snow. Hey, I've made mistakes in my life. I'm not here to discuss them. It's not an open book for everybody. It's my own private life. But I'm here to tell you that I've changed in my life. And I hope others change and become more like Christ every day too, Kurt. And we don't have this repentance and forgiveness. I'll give you an example. They beat up Dr. Laura one time because she, I guess, had some nude photos or something like this. I can't even remember all the details. But she was a totally changed person. She stood for, and whenever she would stand for Christian principles, they would attack her and use this against her as if there's no forgiveness and no repentance and no change. And I reject that whole idea. And to me, this is at the core of all this, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, you know, the thing is, if you expect the media to go ahead and start talking about forgiveness and repentance, Sam, these are Christian principles.
Well, if they were open and honest and were truly for solutions, that's exactly what that'd do, Kurt,
well,
because
yeah,
it's the only way forward for people.
But that's if they were, Sam. I mean,
what if Brett was a heavy drinker when he was a kid? What if he did get involved in sororities and he was a party and a drinker? And okay, and then he became 23 or 4 and he's like,
which
wait a minute.
Which is what the whole world says really cool thing to do,
right,
Sam.
Exactly.
You know, and yet
but,
all
but
of
if
sudden,
he changes at 24,
older,
let's say,
it's like,
and he gets
hey,
a wife,
you just can't do it.
And he changes, what's he supposed to do now?
Good point.
See, and the second he admits that he drank a lot or whatever else, then they'll say, see, well, you did. Yeah, everything you did.
Well, he did admit that he liked beer, you know.
Yeah.
So when you go there, you know, I mean, it would sure have been a lot easier for him. Of course, then he could have been some kind of accused of being a prude or some kind of a goody two-shoes.
See, there's just no way to win,
you know, I mean, it's just
with
like
these people. That's what I'm talking about. So Chad Lewington, or Ludington, I guess is how you say it,
yeah,
said the Supreme Law... Or Supreme Court nominee was not truthful about his drinking and his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, I understand, but I don't know why this guy feels like he needs to come forward. Because, again, now what does that do? All that sows the seeds of is, who can you trust now?
Yeah, and look who's bringing the story forward, Sam. As far as I could tell, it was the Washington Post. So that's one of the main reasons I'm... You know,
well, and he says I brought this up after they contacted me. So they're digging for sure. I've proven that with CNN story last week.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's out of control. And again, I go back to these principles of repentance and forgiveness to say, hey, mm-hmm. Brett may not be happy with what he's done. Let's say he did indeed even try to kiss Miss Ford or whatever else. And okay, is there a criminal act? If there is, file in your local jurisdiction. Let's get the evidence, the witnesses, and let's go have a... You know what? A fully informed jury. Let's go ahead and have a real due process, rule of law effort here, and let's get to the bottom of it. I think this FBI weak investigation is a sham, and it's going to go all wrong. And it's shame on the Donald for falling for it, Kurt. Yeah. There's no jurisdiction. He has no authority.
Good point, Sam.
All right, 50 million Facebook accounts breached in an attack. Kurt, did you see this?
Yes, I did, and... you know, it's another great reason to participate in Facebook, I guess. You know, I mean, just imagine. And, of course, breached, what does that exactly mean? You know, I mean, don't you participate in Facebook and give all this information out that's basically just there for anybody to gather?
Yeah, Kurt, but they literally have APIs and connection
keys.
What's
APIs stand for?
Well, it stands for just, it's like a programming interface.
Okay.
And so, in other words, you can connect to Facebook's programming interface and you can gather all kinds of information and you can do all kinds of things. So they had all these keys and all these tokens and people were able to basically misuse tokens And so they basically were able to gain information, and so it's basically just a you know, it's application programming interface. It's basically they were able to get information they shouldn't get. But here's the problem again that I have. There's no vote fraud. Understand that, because these machines are secure. Okay.
Yeah.
But up to 50 million Facebook accounts, well, got compromised. And you have credit card companies left and right. And it almost seems like if they want to get compromised, they do. If they don't want you to believe they can, they say it's impossible. And then I bring it up and they say, you don't know what you're talking about. And then I say, I do too. And here's the proof. And then they go, well, you don't have a degree, do you? And I go, well, I never said I had a degree. And so we just go round and round and round. But they're lying, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. I mean, well, only when their lips are moving, I guess you'd say. Yeah, it's when they're lying. But, you know, it's amazing to see it. More of the same coming right at us. You know, when I look at some of the different stories, I wanted to bring this one up to you because I thought this one was, you know, you brought up the Jack Mormon story last hour as a, I guess you could say it was a little bit of a comic relief, if you will. I got one for you this hour about lobsters and marijuana. You know, I mean, that's pretty interesting combination, if you ask me. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back here.
Back in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kurt. Quick pause on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know. I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
And
we can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
So it's fascinating to me, Kurt, that the voting machines can't get hacked. They act like your bank can't get hacked. But everybody and their dog gets hacked all the time. And I find it fascinating, under up to 50 million Facebook accounts breached an attack. And I kind of go, you think that's the Russians there, Kurt? Or you think that's the Chinese? Or who do you think it is? I guess the enemies of
liberty.
It's
the computer
sure.
world we live in, Sam. And everybody's trying to basically...
I don't think
basically...
it has to be, Kurt.
No. I mean, I'm talking about the guys who, you know, would use them for, I mean, like we've talked about so many times, technology can be either good or ill. I mean, you can make a printed page into scripture, or you can make it into pornography. I mean, it just depends on what you, well, the user decides to do with it.
I'll tell you what I find so fascinating about this. We could literally make a lot of difference, Kurt. And I'll give you some examples of how, just because people are going to say, you know what, Sam, you talk about this, but where's your solutions? All right, I'm going to double down and deliver them to you. Okay, ready? Get a pen and write it down, because I'm the only one that's going to be candid enough for you. Number one, why does everybody require me to create an account, Kurt, in the first place?
Yep.
Okay, everything
just like
you do.
Just like with Liberty News Radio, do you see that done, ladies and gentlemen,
no,
when you log on or anything? You don't have to do that, and places don't have to do that.
But if I have an account and I put a username and a password, and then they start collecting information on me, from my credit cards to, you know, whether I'm a male or female, my preferences, my buying habits, my this, my that, then pretty soon they have all kinds of stuff that they can be breached about, right?
Yep.
Well, what can Liberty News Radio be breached about to give up your personal data on, ladies and gentlemen? The answer is nothing. I'm going to say it again. The answer is nothing. So no one can say Liberty News Radio got breached and you're all in the crosshairs of this scandal. It didn't happen. It won't happen because we don't gather it in the first place.
Yep.
And then what they'd say is, oh, Sam, you're missing out on an incredible advertising opportunity. You're just think what you could do. Well, I understand it all. I just disagree with it at all. Okay, so first off, we can stop the unnecessary gathering of information on everybody. Let me give you an example. If I walk into the store tomorrow, Kurt, and buy something from Amazon, I know, not Amazon, I'm just kidding. Walmart, Kmart, whatever, Smith's.
Pretty soon Amazon. So.
Okay, well, hold on. I don't have to show you anything. Stores. I can just walk in as Joe Anonymous and buy something and leave. Right?
Hmm?
Can I do that at Amazon?
Not that I know.
Why not?
Well, because they want your card and they want your login information, et cetera.
Yeah, but they can take my card and login information and charge the card and have the equivalent of an ID or whatever they need and stuff like that. And they don't have to pry into everything.
Yeah.
They don't have to keep a big old account. Of course they do. That's my whole point, though. They don't need to do these things. So my solution number one is stop collecting data that you don't absolutely have to collect.
Yeah.
Right? You ready for my second solution?
Sure.
Don't put these credit card machines and the systems related to them, and don't put these voting machines and the infrastructure associated with them either on the internet at all, Kurt. Why do we have to connect everything to the internet?
Good point.
We don't. And we should have offline secured systems that aren't connected to the outside world in any way. And you'd say, Sam, well, you'll lose so much capabilities. I understand. Capabilities for what? Well, Sam, it's really easy for a voting machine to get its software updates if it's connected to the internet. Otherwise, it's really hard. Because you got to, you know, get like an EEPROM writer, or you've got to get some thumb drive and go plug it into the thing. Fine. You know what? You can make a hardened system that's not connected to anything. It may be a little harder to upgrade, but at least would have security, Kurt. What do you want? Yep. It to be easy to upgrade and no security, or do you want security?
Good point, Sam.
What are you trading? Your liberty for security? Mm-hmm. Your privacy for security without even knowing it? See, that's the problem that we have. And so I submit to you that we don't need all these things tied to the internet.
Good point.
Okay? When you do a lot of things, so if you got rid of a lot of the logins that we don't even need, for example, why do I have to have a login at all to have Facebook, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say, Sam, because I got to have your address and your fine. But you have to have, what else can you breach on me? Oh, well, all this information that you freely give to them, Sam. Well, freely is a word that's weird because they have these cookies that follow me around, and half of what they collect, I never even gave them permission to collect. I mean, I did because I agreed to their, quote, EULA. That's a user license agreement kind of a thing. But I didn't really agree. I agreed because I had to, or I can't even use the system. But that doesn't mean that I agreed with the different pieces that transmit across the wire. And so they gather so much information about you that you wouldn't really agree to give. For example, you got to have your birth date in there so they can prove you're above 18. Except when they don't, and when you lie on your birth date. And when it goes on and on and on, they don't need to collect all this information. And the problem is we're in information collection heaven. And everybody collects information on everything. I tried to file a police report the other day on something for a company that I work for. And I literally had to create an account to log in to file this police report. Now, later, if that gets hacked, it's going to say, well, Sam Bushman filed this police report, da-da-da, Sam Bushman's this. I had to give him my driver's license, my I don't have a driver's license. I have a Utah ID, but it's the same thing, right? Okay, I had to give all this information. Pretty soon that gets hacked, and then somebody else is using Sam's ID. Why? Well, because they said they had to have that to file the police report. Why? They don't need to collect that information. Not on a publicly online system that can be hacked, they don't. But, Sam, it's easier if they do. Well, okay, there you go. So my solutions are to isolate these systems, number one, to have paper ballots in the voting scenario, and then I propose to not gather information that's not necessary, and for us to look for ways to not gather information that can be easily hacked versus everybody and their dog gathering information they don't even need. Those are two serious solutions. But there you have it. You're probably one of the 50 million, aren't you, Kurt?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
I know I have an account there. I know.
Well, log in. They'll tell you.
Yeah, I just kind of prefer to stay off of.
All right. Well, they say guilty until proven innocent is okay, as long as it fits the narrative. Kurt, did you see this?
Didn't ring a bell, but it does fit the narrative.
Unfortunately, true. All right, Roy Moore now endorses Brett Kavanaugh. Washington Post. Kurt, did you see this?
So that there you go, Washington Post, they're going to pull that deal.
Yeah.
So in other words, they're saying, look, you know, one criminal.
You got sex offenders back and sex offenders, Kurt. Neither of them, by the way, have and evidence yet, or witnesses against them, per se.
Yeah. Oh, what do you do if you see a headline like this, Sam?
I just go, the liberal rags are out of control.
Yeah.
And I just simply say, again, guilty until proven innocent seems to be okay, doesn't it, Kurt?
I mean, if Judge Roy Moore's saying that, I'm like, hey, that is one good dude. You know, must be a good guy.
Right? No, I just simply say I don't trust the mainstream press. But I'm glad Roy endorsed Brett Kavanaugh. Again, Brett's not my favorite guy. I like Roy Moore way better than I like Brett.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you this, and Brett might have drunk a lot in high school and kind of minimized that on the stand.
Yep.
And Brett Kavanaugh might even have kissed the girl, and she kind of wasn't really into it, and stuff like that. That might have been true, too, but I don't really see criminal activity going on here. I see a mountain out of a molehill, and the more outrageous the allegations get, the more I reject them, Kurt, without evidence or witnesses. Again, you got to understand the system that we live in. Is it perfect? No. The only time it'll be perfect is when the Savior Jesus Christ comes and the true judge is in the house, if you will. In the meantime, we've got a system that's flawed. I agree with it, but it's the best system we've got. So on occasion, you know what, if Brett did this and he walks free, I'm horribly sad about that. But the Supreme Judge will eventually be the answer. Brett knows the truth of what he's done and what he hasn't done. And so does Jesus Christ. And eventually
well,
he'll be
knows
responsible
as far as he can remember it, unless he's, you know, drinking too much, you know. And that's once again where the alcohol gets
Yeah,
passed.
But if he's drinking too much, though, there's no way that he assaulted a girl by kissing her over, and you know, touching her over her clothes, and then his buddy was there, and then the next time he, you know, hangs his genitals out in front of a girl, and then, you know, over and over and over, he's involved in gang rapes and these kind of things. There's no way he doesn't remember any of that.
I guess. I don't know what the alcohol thing does to people. But when it's reported like it basically makes you forget who you are and, you know, drops all your inhibitions, you know, it isn't the friendly thing that it's
Oh, it's not the friendly thing. I'm just saying for him to literally stand up there and say, I'm 100% positive that I didn't do it, and she's 100% positive that it was him that did it, and they're all drinking and stuff like that. I'm not sure that anybody's 100% positive of anything. But I know enough about it to say this. You don't forget everything. You have snatches of memories, and you know, things are blurry a little bit and stuff like that. But, hey, every sexcapade that he had, it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, I don't remember anything. I'm a virgin. I don't even remember drinking. In fact, I didn't drink. I mean, at some point, you got to say, look, we cannot have this innocent until proven guilty. Now, there's an article written by a lady at WND.com that literally nails this point so well. She said, I had an affair with Brett Kavanaugh. Kurt has the details, ladies and gentlemen, in seconds to just illustrate the hypocrisy going on here. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, Talk Station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. So you got this, interesting column, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, this lady, she's a WorldNet Daily writer, and, she's got a really good point, Sam. I mean, she basically says, her headline, I had an affair with Brett Kavanaugh. Her name is Patrice Lewis. And then she says, no, really, I did. After she said, I had an affair with Brett Kavanaugh. No, really, I did. I can't remember the time, the place, or the circumstances, but I certainly had an affair with Kavanaugh. I'm a woman, so you have to believe everything I say. It doesn't matter that my memory is poor, my sources unverified, or that I never told a soul about my passionate involvement with Kavanaugh. I couldn't possibly have an agenda when it comes to making public my affair. The fact is, I'm an uber-leftist woman. Therefore, everything I say is true. Period. End of sentence. No debate allowed, or you're just a bully. And now, hang on a second. It's all coming back to me. Did I say I had an affair with Kavanaugh? My bad. The truth is, I was nearly raped by Kavanaugh. I just remembered that part. It was at a party, one of dozens I attended in my youth. Of course, I was drinking, and I don't remember the time, date, year, location, or circumstances of the most dramatic event in my life, but I'm positive Kavanaugh tried to rape me back around 1982 or so, or maybe it was 1983. It's true. I'm a woman, so you have to believe me. That's a new movie. movement, by the way, Believe Women, a wonderful campaign to force everyone to believe women who make sexual assault allegations with no proof. What a great idea. We should believe women, not evidence. Anyway, it's pretty good, don't you think, Sam?
Yeah, it certainly demonstrates the absurd by being absurd. And it does make the point that, you know, this is out of control.
There's more to it, by the way, but, you know, I don't know what else.
The problem that I have with the whole scenario here that we have is that if I then say that, hey, I don't believe this should be looked into more, then they instantly say that I don't care about women. And how dare I? And if I was sexually assaulted, or if my women, my daughters, my wife, my whatever, that I'm associated with, my mother, then I'd feel differently about it. And I understand. My problem is, again, the standard in America, which is innocent until proven guilty. And we're going to use the due process of law. If you have an allegation, then you know what? You have the right to go to court. If you got a problem, then file a police report. Okay. She hasn't done any of these things. These women haven't done those things. So I'm not dismissing their allegations, and I'm not dismissing that what they say should count. What I'm saying is, if you don't go about it the proper way that America is designed to do so, jurisdictionally, etc., you're not willing to follow the law of how we look into these things, then I'm not willing to look into them for you.
Yeah, and she finishes her article. She says, now I demand an FBI investigation into my accusation. It doesn't matter if my allegations against Kavanaugh are unprovable. That's not the point. The point is I need to justify my pay from Mr. Soros. What I meant was I need to speak for all women, believe women, no matter what. And if you don't believe me, then you're a racist, a bigot, a misogynist, and a bully. You know, it's kind of fun to go forward with these charges against Kavanaugh. It gets me all kinds of attention and lots of uplifting support from my fellow women. No matter what the outcome of Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, I'm set for life. I can write books, get paid obscene amounts of money for speaking engagements, get a professorship at any university in the country, and be the darling of the progressive set for ruining the lives of Kavanaugh and his family. What's not to love? And she finishes, she says, and if Kavanaugh gets dumped from consideration to the Supreme Court, I look forward to Trump's next nominee so I can recall my sexual assault by him as well. All I'll need is a poor memory, 6 days with a porn attorney, a leftist agenda, and I'll be ready right after I scrub my social media accounts and bleach my laptop. So my deepest thanks to everyone who has helped kill the antiquated and patriarchal concepts of the rule of law and the presumption of innocence. We finally get to reap what we sowed.
And while this lady basically mocks the perverted state that we have going on today, I guess Cory Booker is in the news. And in my opinion, what is he, a self-proclaimed perpetrator, Kurt?
Well, yes, Sam. I mean, did you hear much about this story? The headline from Breitbart, Senator Cory Booker admitted to groping female friend at 15. I mean, he basically was brought in as what, some hero guy, and they talked about him all the time, and yet nobody brings this story up, at least that I've seen, except for, you know, Breitbart, and as far as I can tell, it's got real, I was going to say legs, but it really doesn't have legs. It just has truth behind it. I guess he says, he wrote, this guy, Paul Muhlstein, asked, guess who wrote the following? New Year's Eve, 1984, I will never forget. I was 15 as the ball dropped. I leaned over to hug a friend, and she met me instead with an overwhelming kiss. As we fumbled upon the bed, I remember debating my next move as if it were a chess game. With the Top Gun slogan ringing in my head, I slowly reached for her breast. After having my hand pushed away once, I reached my mark. Our gropings ended soon, and while no relationship ensued, a friendship did. You see, the next week in school, she told me that she was drunk that night and didn't really know what she was doing. Muhlstein had cited a portion of a piece written in 1992 by, as he calls him, our junior U.S. Senator, Cory Spartacus Booker, when the senator was a student at Stanford University. The column titled So Much for Stealing Second was apparently written by Booker to highlight his conversion from a 15-year-old who was trotting around the bases and stealing second to a sensitive man who came to understand women as victims of men's sexual power plays. Anyway, goes on, but I mean, I didn't really see, I still don't see much talk about this. Like the Washington Post, I don't think has brought up any of this.
Sam. Well, they're not interested in that, Kurt. They're not interested exactly in Bill Clinton right. and Juanita Broderick either.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sam.
And they're further not, as far as I can tell, they're not interested in the guy that says I'm Bill Clinton's son either. They're not interested in a DNA test to find out the truth either.
Good point.
Why should they be, Kurt?
Well, they could. They should be because it's a fact. It's truth,
amen.
Sam. It's honesty.
And they should because they should want to get to the bottom of all abuse allegations, yeah, Kurt.
That's
sexual
right.
or otherwise.
Not just the ones that are on their side, you know.
Right. And that's why I, you know, and so that's why I bring up that Kavanaugh did drink a lot in high school and his buddy's willing to testify against him on this and that it's wrong for Brett to do this. But I also bring up what can Brett do in these circumstances. We're being fair on both sides, Kurt, to the best of our ability.
Good point.
All right. Well, there you have it. I guess vaccines can kill a billboard going up, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam. Now, this one is another one you're just not going to see much coverage for. You know, because the bottom line is, in the world that we live in, it's promoted. But this is a DailyMail.com piece, so that's across the pond. And the headlines, Vaccines Can Kill, says billboard featuring the son of a former MMA fighter who claims the toddler died from a vaccination goes up in Kansas City. And this billboard features the toddler, and the kid's name is Nicholas. He's the son of this MMA fighter, Nick Catone, and Marjorie Madison Catone. The billboard quotes Nicholas's mom, who is a nurse, saying vaccines can kill. The Catone family blames the DTaP vaccination for the 20-month-old son's death. The vaccine, they say, helps children younger than 7 develop immunity to 3 deadly diseases caused by bacteria. They are diphtheria, tetanus, and whooping cough. Yeah, well, anyway, like I say, this is a story that ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, well, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, et cetera, they're just not going to have time for, right, Sam?
Well, that's the truth. And the question is, do you think that billboard will stay up or do you think the enemies will bring it down?
Well, it'll take a lot of money to keep it up, Sam. And what you'll see for the billboard company is something like this. They'll probably get some note from some big, several big pharmaceutical companies that say something like, well, you know, I mean, you have the right to, you know, accept business from wherever you would like to accept it. But we might want to remind you that last year we spent, you know, I don't know, $1 million with you. And we're thinking of going to your competition with our future business, you know,
yeah,
something like that.
They could do that, or they could simply threaten a lawsuit and say, you know what, doctors and physicians and organizations across the country and internationally say they're safe and effective, and unless you support that standard, you know, might not be a pleasant ride for you and your company. All right, quick pause, Sam and Kurt briefing you on the Velvet Hammer, huh? One more segment in seconds on your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out the kosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
So they built in the border wall, Kurt? That's what it looks like,
well,
huh?
Well, Sam, apparently there's some evidence that that's what's going on, but there's not much talk about it as far as I can see, right?
Well, why would they talk about that? Because they don't want the wall built.
Yeah, good point.
See, that's kind of the deal is, hey, they're very selective in their reporting based on what they want to promote and what they don't want to promote, right?
Yeah.
See, now here's the interesting thing. I'm not for the border wall. Kurt is for the border wall. But we're here to report on it, nevertheless, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah. And, you know, the reason that at least I guess it's time to explain your reasons and I'll
give my reasons. We can just be for it and against it, right?
Yeah. Well, my reasons are that I believe just like, you know, if you live in a neighborhood, like I used to live in a place where when I was growing up, we never even locked the front door, Sam, on the house. And yet, well, we don't do that now. And so some say, well, yeah, well, you're kind of chicken or something like that. But I just look and say, well, in the world we live in with the border crossings and that kind of things that I see, I don't see that we have any real choice, if you will, Sam.
Right, and you have every right to your reasons and your belief and your thoughts on that. I don't believe we need a wall because I believe there's a lot of other things we could do that would be just as good, if not better, a whole lot less expensively, and a whole lot more productively. For example, if we're going to build the wall but we're not going to dig into the CIA drug running issue, then, hey, it'll be a wall for, you know, who knows who, but not a wall for who knows who, right? And so I just think there are other ways and other things that we need to focus on related to this. For example, I would basically put military on the border and say, look, we need our troops at home taking care of the homeland and protecting the United States of America. And so it's not that I don't believe we should have security in our nation, but I believe there's better ways to go about it. That's just my reasoning. And, you know, I'm not here to debate whose reasoning's right. Let the American people think what they want and decide for themselves. But I'm telling you, no matter my beliefs on it, though, I'm not just going to spike the story and not talk about it. The fact is, we see border wall construction underway in Texas, and we thought you ought to know about it. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's what the story says. And I will say this in, you know, my defense.
Defense of what?
Just because, well, yeah, but you came back basically with your reasons. And
so we both articulated our reasons, and we said the American people can decide.
Here's the thing that you said, is that, you know, you'd be more for this. Well, it doesn't mean that I'm not for putting our military at the borders just because I want to put a border wall up. It doesn't mean that I don't want to, you know, get rid of the Federal Reserve just because I want to, you know, get a border wall.
That's right,
up.
Sure.
It doesn't mean I don't want to eliminate the IRS. It just means that, you know, that's one of the things that I see as a solution.
Right. And so if we were to say, hey, let's put a border on the, or let's put a wall on the border and let's bring military in, you'd be for both, right?
Yep.
And I'd be for one of them. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so by all means, you can articulate your position, but the point that I'm getting at is just because I have my own beliefs about it, it's not an attack of your position. If you'd say to me, Sam, hey, you know what? The border wall is far from perfect, but, you know, we need to do something, and they're not discussing putting troops on the borders, or your issues aren't on the table, or whatever the case may be. You know, I understand that. And so Kurt would be for both solutions. When I say we ought to bring troops home to defend the homeland and stuff, I'm sure you agree with that, too.
Yep.
So I'm not suggesting you don't agree with those things. I'm just suggesting you explain that you believe that the wall would be necessary for security because it's a bad world out there. And I would basically say I think there's better ways to accomplish that task than building a wall. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we again, it's not that we disagree as much as we have our, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of how we think best to do something. Kurt might say, you know, I might say I tie my right shoe first and my left shoe second. And Kurt would say, well, I tie my left shoe second or first and my right shoe second. And then we might explain our reasons why. Doesn't mean that I'm saying everybody's got to tie their right shoe first. It's just my preference, right? And the American people, I'm sure, have their own preferences. Some people might say, I don't want to build a wall, and I don't want to have the troops at the border, Sam. I want open borders. Well, let them articulate their position, too. And I can disagree with them, but it's not really an attack on their position. It's really a plea to have the American people understand my point of view, and if they believe it to be worthy, to embrace it, and vice versa, right? I'll give you another example. Jesse Lee Peterson writes an article you ought to know about, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, he does, and, you know, sad to say, but he's not going to really get much coverage for this either, right, Sam? I mean, basically, he says that the Republicans are weak, and any Republican-leaning, media is not going to want to do that. He says, weak Republicans surrender to evil women. This is Jesse Lee Peterson. Republicans bowed to pressure and postponed the confirmation vote while the FBI conducts allegations against Kavanaugh. He says in their quest for power, Democrats will destroy anyone who stands in their way, and most Republicans are too weak to stop them. Bottom line is, I think he's pretty much right on
target. Yeah, I think he's right on target, too. I would say part of the reason they're weak, though, Curtis, because if we're not careful, they'll get their misdeeds brought up. And then, see, nobody will win with that. Nobody can repent. Nobody can be forgiven. Nobody can change. Nobody can become a different person, a more like Christ person than they used to be. And that because of our society, then, you know, what do you expect people to do? Everybody's compromised, Kurt. Right?
Well, it's a great point, Sam.
And if you didn't do something wrong and we can't trap you at doing something wrong, then we'll go to your children. Then we'll say how bad your children are. And then we'll basically say, you know what? You caused it because you're a bad parent. And there's just no way to win, Kurt, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yep.
Because that's the, they go to this. There's no forgiveness and there's no repentance. There's no change. Unless you're a bigot and a white supremacist. And then, you know, hey, there you go. So we Republicans surrender to evil women, writes Jesse Lee Peterson. I think he's spot on that point. I think that's the problem we've got going on here.
Yeah, and at the end of his article, he says, the attack on Kavanaugh has nothing to do with male versus female. It's a spiritual battle of good versus evil and right versus wrong. The Democrats are evil, and they crave power. They're willing to destroy any decent man or woman to attain it. We must see this battle for what it is and stop giving in to evil. It's about the God that one serves, and the Democrats are of their father, the devil. Now, you know, I would simply say that not all Democrats.
We would take the Republican-Democrat divide out of the mix
And
say evil people
are
back in the bad things. And bad guys
are bad.
And evil people are basically choosing Satan over Christ, that's for sure. But I don't like that. Again, it's that political divide that happens. And, you know, we're guilty of focusing on it sometimes, too, and unintentionally, per se, too.
Right.
So, all right, Kanye West. I guess he was performing, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, and, you know, for SNL, which is Saturday Night Live, and he surprised the viewers when he showed up at the end of the show for a third song wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And then the article says, but things got crazier after the NBC cameras were turned off, according to Instagram videos, which began percolating later in footage shot by Chris Rock and others. Kanye was singing when he pointed to someone in the audience and said, "You see, they're laughing at me. You heard them. They scream at me," he added angrily. "They bullied me. They bullied me backstage. They said, don't go out there with that hat on." West went on to rant about his public embrace of President Trump and slam the media. You know, he basically said that the media is in the tank for the other guys, Sam. And, you know, he's got a point. I guess he can't be called racist, though, right?
Wow. You got to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder, Kurt, with this scenario, is why do they allow this abuse of Kanye? Isn't he okay to express his own opinion? And if he believes that he wants to make America great, he wants to wear a hat to celebrate it and stuff like that, where's all the folks that should defend him?
Well, he's gone and been an Uncle Tom, Sam, right? So he's off the plantation now.
Yeah.
They're going to leave him, hang him out to dry.
That's the sad part. And that's kind of the problem I have with this whole thing,
yep.
Kurt, is just because these people are got this double standard. Now, I know we talk about this too much, but we really need to highlight it, and we really need to understand it. We really need to think about it big time, because it's what we're doing that matters. All right, let's mention the Google Manipulates story, Kurt, before the end of the hour.
Well, this will shock you, Sam, but the Alicia Powell, writing for WorldNet Daily, says that Google manipulates 25% of world's elections. Says throughout history, totalitarianism has been associated with stormtroopers, blitzkriegs, and superior firepower. But a best-selling author and filmmaker says it's creeping into American culture, subverting privacy rights, instituting censorship, imposing speech codes, and threatening free elections without a government action or a shot being fired. And then she goes on to say this existential threat facing the U.S. is posed by unaccountable tech monopolies involved in the most massive surveillance programs in the history of the world, in which they have romanced citizens to turn over their most precious secrets, which will soon make Google the next trillion-dollar monopoly. That's what Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, author of Clinton Cash, and the producer of the new film The Creepy Line, has to say about it. What do you say, Sam?
Well, I say there's no question that Google's manipulating elections. Whether it's 25% of the world's elections or not, I don't have any evidence to say that. But no doubt they're manipulating elections, because they even manipulate what I say and do in relation to elections. So I know that that happens. The amount that they manipulate elections, I don't know. The idea that they're going to become a world's monopoly, you know, this is where the American people as a whole are responsible, Kurt. Why do we allow this money to flow from government to these private companies in the first place? It's fascist. Secondarily, why don't the conservatives have a challenge to Google, have a challenge to Facebook, have a challenge to Instagram, have a challenge to Twitter, have a challenge to these issues on the radio and stuff? Small guys like me try to put our stuff together, but we can't get enough funding to become big. The American people could change that in an instant if they chose to, Kurt. And so I just need the conservatives to put their money where their mouth is. If you don't like what we do, find somebody else to back. But if we don't do it, they will, and that's what you're seeing today.
Great point, Sam.
And I'm not here to attack those who help us. There's a lot of good people that do a lot of good, and they do help us, and thank you to those people. But there's not enough of us, that's for sure, and thus the problem. If we own the media, then he who owns the media could make the rules. We could tell the tale. And even if we disagree with an issue, we do our best to bring out the truth. I don't want to bring up that Kavanaugh lied on the stand. It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's the truth. At least according to another guy that's claiming so, right? The bottom line with this border wall, hey, it doesn't matter if Sam and Kurt agree on it perfectly or not. We want to lay out the arguments to you and let you know what's happening. You can make up your own mind. This is America, folks. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. God save the Republic of the United States of America.